Hi, I'm Pedro Galicia, the GM and creator of Worldwalkers, and this is my submission for the PopCon Podcast Awards. I'm the producer of the podcast, and I record role-playing podcasts with my friends, who are all professional cartoonists. Our players are Megan McKay, creator of Doodle for Food, Jane Zay, creator of Pigeon Gazette and Genji Cat, Wesley Hall, creator of Nameless PCs, Olivia Walsh, creator of Emojin Quest, and Enzo, creator of Cheer Up Emo Kid and Dungeon Construction Comics. I'm located in Michigan, but I'll be moving back to my hometown of South Bend, Indiana this month. The rest of the group is scattered about the country and Canada. The elevator pitch for my podcast is a D&D podcast where professional cartoonists dimension hop across existence to save both the waking and dreaming worlds. The setup for the clip I'm submitting is that two of the characters, Roberto and Tin, have ended up in the worst prison on the steam-powered world of Cog. They've both broken out of their cells and have discovered Nina, Tin's mentor, who's been tortured for information. The beginning of the clip is Roberto trying to save her life.
Woke up in a lucid dream. Now we're hunting for the shards. We might be an oddball team, but at least we've got no bards. World Walkers.
Roberto kneels over Nina and kind of just whispers a few arcane words of enchantment and waves his hands like a magician. And then, Kalima, and just these arcane energies surge around Nina's body, and they kind of, like, give life. They're, like, her skin starts to heal where there have been cuts and everything, and you see color goes back to her face.
Well,
I mean, as much as there can
be. So what happens is that you cast that over her, and she looks up at you, and she says, "Oh, that's not gonna work on me."
But I had that was my I had my once that was my last spell.
I'm so done. No.
What happened? What do you mean?
Let me take a second.
Pedro crushes Megan's hopes and dreams.
No.
Enjoy.
The spell is called Cure Wounds.
Cure Wounds. Yes.
She's dehydration, starvation. They're starving her and dehydrating
okay.
her.
Okay. Oh.
What? Cure Wounds doesn't fix water. It doesn't give you water.
They haven't beaten her?
I looked it up. Oh. They have beaten her too, but her problem is not that like she needs hit points. Her problem is that she needs like food.
Okay.
But she looks dwarf.
Oh, Roberto is still really proud. Wow.
Defeat her the dwarf.
Roberto is still really proud of himself and is kind of insulted that she's not well. Because he totally forgets the whole, like, oh, she needs to eat. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, it's perfect forged mentality.
We're just like, wow, ungrateful humanoid. It. Like, come on.
Let me just go ahead and repair this unit. Why are you sad?
They're not robots, Pedro.
I know. So, but no, she looks up and she's like, and she kind of shakes her head and like, I'm sorry, that's not going to work. And then she looks up at Tin and she's like, were you really going to sell us out?
No, it was a trick. Call your gun. That's why I freed your hands. Call your gun.
Yeah, so that's what happens, is that she puts her hands out and you see her kind of focus, and then the gun, the rifle formula, like, it forms up. It's got like it looks a lot different than Megan's. It's very intricate. It has runes all over it, and it also has a scope on it that you can use for further accuracy, and it materializes in her hand, and she uses all of her strength to lift it up and offer it to Tin.
I've got handcuffs on.
You can still pick it up.
Can Roberto offer Tin assistance in trying to attempt to break the locks?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, you get the manacles off, and
She's offering me the gun. I hold onto the gun, but without taking it quite yet, I say to her, I'm simply borrowing this to get us out of here.
And she kind of just leans back, and you take the gun. Because her hands kind of fall.
Tin shakes Nina. Can I check for a pulse?
You can. But you don't find one.
I can't! I need a moment! I need a moment!
Oh my god.
Oh, Megan, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay!
Oh, I'm sorry, Megan!
Like I said, you check her pulse, and then when you pull back, like, you obviously there's nothing there, but you do see her hood kind of fall back. The look on her face is one of something like completion. Like, you kind of get the sense that maybe she was holding on the whole time for this.
I'm sorry. God, I hate this.
You did good, Megan. So, you did good.
Don't feel good. Yeah, but, I look to Roberto, and it's like, well, whatever's, there's something on the other side of that door, and now that we have a weapon, we are going to do our best to find our way out of here. And yeah. So, and if I go down, you need to get out and let everyone know that we can't have the gunslingers come here. So you need to send that message.
Before you get a chance to respond to that, you hear the mechanical footsteps. Even Roberto, who you can hear it too. You can hear these large mechanical footsteps position themselves outside of the door.
Roberto's a little bit quiet for a second, and he just says, "We're gonna get out of this together, Tin. I'm gonna make sure of it, and we're gonna." I didn't know who your master was, but she seemed like a really wise woman, and we're gonna live to avenge her. I don't know much about your creed, but I do know that you have to keep your secret, and I'm gonna help you do that. And we're gonna kill every dwarf we see, except Brummelstone.